From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 3rd, the morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, West Asia War Live, Iran attacks U.S. targets despite Trump threats. Iran attacked U.S. military bases in Kuwait on Thursday, September 3, 2026, despite President Donald Trump threatening further strikes in a fresh flare-up 6 months into the war. Mr. Trump said his military was prepared to attack Iran anytime we want after extensive U.S. bombardment of sites across the country left at least 19 Iranians dead. Also read, Trump floats renaming Strait of Hormuz as Trump Strait. Iran retaliated by hitting U.S. military targets across West Asia, including in Kuwait, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region. Next, second, from Straits Times. Gaza Seed Bank helps farmers cultivate the little land they have left. Up next, third, from Channel News Asia. SBS Transit reviewing urinal layout at Farrah Park MRT station after online criticism. World Toilet Organization founder Jack Sim says he visited the toilet to verify the photos, and that even common sense shows the design does not work. Singapore, a urinal layout at Farrah Park MRT station has drawn criticism from commuters and online commenters, with transport operator SBS Transit reviewing possible changes to the design. Photos circulating online show six urinals installed close together, with those facing each other positioned too near for two people to use them comfortably or for others to pass between. And then, fourth, from Vogue, Eli Saab makes it real with an H&M collaboration that brings his red carpet style within reach. Eli Saab, the renowned designer known for his stunning red carpet creations, is launching a collaboration with H&M on October 22. This partnership makes his signature glamour accessible to a broader audience, featuring pieces that have graced celebrities like Zendaya and Eva Longoria. Saab emphasizes that this collection stays true to his brand's essence, focusing on craftsmanship and uniqueness rather than following fleeting trends. The collection is designed with a holiday season in mind, showcasing 55 items that include evening wear, daywear, and accessories. Expect to find beautiful pieces like gradient sequined gowns, embellished knitwear, and tailored jackets, all in a chic color palette of black, gold, and emerald green. Prices will range from around €30 for playful accessories to about €400 for standout outerwear. H&M's creative team has worked closely with Saab to ensure that the collection reflects his luxurious style while maintaining wearability. They've pushed boundaries to incorporate lavish details and sustainable materials, learning from past collaborations to elevate the production process. The goal is to create versatile pieces that can transition seamlessly from day to night, making them timeless additions to any wardrobe. Both Saab and H&M's Anne Sophie Johansson believe this collaboration is about more than just fashion. It's about celebrating craftsmanship in a world increasingly dominated by technology. The collection aims to resonate with those who appreciate the artistry behind fashion, offering a glimpse into the Eli Saab lifestyle. So, mark your calendar for October 22, as this collection will be available in select H&M stores and online. Next, fifth, from Wired. The 2026 El Niño is being supersized as impacts worsen. The world's leading weather organization is sounding the alarm about this year's Super El Niño, issuing its most certain forecast in the history of the organization. In an update issued early Thursday, the World Meteorological Organization predicted a nearly 100% likelihood that the El Niño will last through February. The strong language from the World Meteorological Organization, the United Nations Weather and Climate Agency, underlies just how historic this El Niño is shaping up to be. Up next, 6, from Gizmodo. Govee's skylight mimicking ceiling light is finally ready. It's IFA 2026 time, which means Govee is ready to show off more of its ambitious lighting products. The most interesting product of the three new ones that Govee talked to me about in a briefing ahead of the Technoshow is the 20.5-inch sky ceiling light, which the company first announced but didn't have demos of at CES 2026 in January. What do you get for all that cash? A light that Govee says mimics a ceiling light. Pretty neat if true, because that could save all the expense of cutting a big chunk of your ceiling and roof out to install the real thing. And then, 7th, from Mac Rumors. Govee debuts $400 Matter-enabled sky ceiling light. Govee has introduced a new $400 sky ceiling light that adapts to your mood using its iLighting Bot 2.0. It features a unique 478nm sky blue spectrum, designed to mimic daylight and enhance your well-being when natural light is scarce. Plus, it offers a wide range of white light temperatures, from a cozy 10,000 to a bright 10,000, with a powerful output of up to 7,000 lumens. They also launched the $170 COB Strip Light 2 Pro, which creates custom lighting scenes based on AI-generated text prompts. With 1,344 LEDs and a smart design for smooth color transitions, it's perfect for setting the vibe for gaming or movie nights. For outdoor spaces, the Permanent Outdoor Lights 2 Pro come with a dual-layer design that allows different colors to shine from the top and bottom zones of each light. This model starts at $500 and can also be controlled with the AI Lighting Bot 2.0. The Sky Ceiling Light and COB Strip Light 2 Pro will be available on September 4, while the outdoor lights will launch a few days later on September 7. Next, 8th, from BBC News Top, UN warns of supersized El Niño as countries prepare for impact. The world has entered a danger zone of extreme weather as the impacts of El Niño start to be felt globally, UN head Antonio Guterres has warned. The World Meteorological Organization WMO has released the latest data on the natural weather phenomenon, showing it could be the strongest for more than 70 years and last until at least February 2027. Case is latest in string of post-Brexit deportations from country, which has been criticized for high refusal rate for British people to remain the wife of a British man detained by police in Stockholm on Tuesday ahead of a threatened deportation has pleaded with Andy Burnham to get involved in the Brexit catastrophe unfolding for many British citizens in Sweden. El Niño changes weather patterns around the world, pushing some regions into drought whilst others experience stronger typhoons and flooding. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian World. Wife of British man at risk of deportation from Sweden calls on Burnham to intervene. Charles, who does not want to be fully identified, and his Swedish wife, Lily, were summoned to the police station at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, where he was told he would be held at a detention center and deported within the next 2 weeks. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, CVC raises $10 billion for its largest ever secondaries fund. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.